Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Very, very busy day, keeping you abreast of what's going on out there locally, nationally, and statewide. In fact, we're going to let you know in just a few minutes here who won Tap the App this afternoon. Two tickets to the Miami FSU game in Doak Campbell this Saturday night. Wow.
Lucky folks. That is for sure.
All right. You want to go ahead and do the top three and come back and get the winner? You want to do the winner now and do the top three?
We'll do the top three first. Just keep it in order.
Here we go. Starting off, the top three stories you need to know about today. Here we go.
Number one.
Okay, a new emergency medical residency partnership between Ascension Sacred Heart and FSU School of Medicine will train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally here in the Panhandle, one of the state's fastest growing regions. Starting July 1st, 2026, 15 FSU emergency medicine graduates will be residents at the hospital daily. Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its ER rooms daily.
Number two.
And a tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWF's faculty, staff, and students. Over 17,000 surveys were emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening a laboratory school, charter school, or philanthropically funded school on campus. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand up to sixth grade and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
All right, Santa Rosa commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan. This is after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation takes place. Well, here it comes, October 9th. That toll presentation will be made Thursday morning, 8:30, in the County Administration Complex in Milton. All right, let's go. It's 15 after 5, and we have a winner in Tap the App.
Yes, today's winner of the Florida State Miami tickets is Karen Lackey. Karen Lackey from Pensacola, you are our winner. I will get in touch with you with the contact information you gave us shortly. Once again, that is Karen Lackey. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Two tickets to Florida State Miami. And we'll be doing this every day, every week when FSU has a home game coming up, which they do, of course, this week. All you got to do, tap the News Radio Pensacola app. When you open it, you're going to get a contest page. You can enter in your info anytime from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. And every afternoon, I call the winner at 5:15. Let's see, looking at the traffic and weather here, since it's still 5:15 going on. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde, running through October 5th. You can get the tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Looking at the roads, really, there's only one spot that's staggeringly bad right now, and that is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards the Publix at Windhaven Plaza. You are going to be backed up to Hurlburt Field, so that is very severe at this time. As for your weather, looking at around 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 88.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
This week kicks off the 17th annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. A total of 144 national and local songwriters will perform at more than two dozen venues from Tuesday through October 12th. During the festival, songwriters partners with local schools they're going to be hosting music workshops with local schools. So this is kind of interesting. Something new this year. Most of these scheduled shows are free admission.
All righty, and also going on the local scene here, some Pace residents questioning the shooting of a bear last week. The bear was reportedly shot in self-defense due to a perceived threat to someone's emotional support chickens. Neighbors described the bear as a well-known presence in the area, with one resident even saying that it had never caused any harm during its years of coexistence. The FWC is investigating the incident.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Tropical storm Imelda is strengthening, expected soon to be become a hurricane. Fox Weather's Michael Esteem is in with the latest details. He's down at Melbourne Beach, Florida, on News Radio 92.3.
Life-threatening rip currents will be the primary threat as Tropical Storm Imelda works up the east coast of Florida. It should stay between 125 to 150 miles offshore, but with it, 1 to 2 inches of additional rain with winds immediately along the coast upwards of 40 miles per hour. Unfortunately, we are learning that the rip currents have already proved fatal. A 51-year-old man over the weekend dragged out to sea by a powerful rip current. Volusia County Sheriff's Office saying, stay out of the water. In Melbourne Beach, Florida, I'm Mike Gillespie for Fox Weather.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants the state to cut ties with the American Bar Association. DeSantis wrote yesterday on X that he supports ditching the ABA, but it's up to the Florida Supreme Court to make that change. He adds that Texas's Supreme Court just did something along those lines.
Town in Florida divided over a proposal to rename a street after slain activist Charlie Kirk. Fox 35 down in Orlando, WOFL Television's Esther Brower has more from Melbourne.
The community's divided about Charlie Kirk.
This man was a vile human being.
To a man who gave his life defending our right to disagree peacefully.
The Melbourne City Council could not agree to rename a small street near O'Galley and US 1 after the political activist.
And it just all fell apart.
Vice Mayor David Newman was the only council member other than the mayor who supported the idea.
It would have been a great way to promote free speech and expressing different opinions and talking with folks who disagree with.
Other council members said they should rename roads after local people, and some were concerned about his controversy. While the name change collapsed, a Melbourne business owner did pay for billboards honoring Kirk on I-95. Reporting in Melbourne, Esther Bauer, Fox News.
Alrighty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777. Or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
And I'm on the stage cooking and smoking.
This week it's Brandon Giles coming to the Gulfside Pavilion. He's a self-taught pianist by the age of 12, and he would describe it as Little Richard meets Kid Rock on steroids. You get it all at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Jazz at Jackson's, fall and winter menus, fall harvest dinner, a great southern dinner, Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving grab and go, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with great southern restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 523 News Radio 92.3. Nice day, 84, sunny skies. I think Austin was saying it was going to be down to like 70 or so today. We'll check it with him in a few minutes and get the latest on the weather. President Trump announcing a new agreement that would end the conflict in Gaza, securing support from Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu. Trey Yangst has more from Tel Aviv.
Hamas officials telling regional media they've not yet received the formal Trump peace plan that's now circulating publicly, so we can't expect that they'll review the plan in the hours ahead. But there's a lot at stake here for the Palestinian people. We have to remember tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes over the past 2 years inside Gaza. The vast majority of the population has been displaced from their homes, and much of the Gaza Strip is leveled. President Trump is offering the Palestinian people to stay in Gaza, not be forcefully displaced. On top of that, offering them billions of dollars in regional support to rebuild their homes in the Gaza Strip with a new, peaceful, moderate government. But this requires Hamas to lay down their arms and release the hostages.
Okay, stocks ending up with markets closing near their all-time highs set a week ago. Yeah, kind of an interesting day today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher on interest rate cut hopes as investors focus on a looming government shutdown. A potential shutdown would stall the release of key economic data this week, including Friday's crucial jobs report for September. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the biggest gainer while energy lagged. Gold prices hitting a record high above $3,800 an ounce on safe haven demand. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Nvidia, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Boeing and IBM. The Dow rising 69 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 18. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3. As I promised, Austin here to clarify the weather conditions and traffic updates this afternoon. There you go.
Yes, what a grandiose setup there. And it's for, unfortunately, a pretty grandiose traffic and weather update. We've had a behemoth of a congestion wave on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach, heading towards the Publix at Windhaven Plaza. That is backing you up past Hurlburt Field towards the Mary Esther area. Just one huge wave of congestion. There have been multiple traffic reports brought to our attention in that general vicinity. So just be on the lookout for that if you are anywhere near that area. And if you're already in that wave of congestion, I hate to break it to you, you're going to be waiting a little while longer. Outside of that, it's just some rather minor congestion on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and our usual backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Next couple days especially, going to be sunny, mostly cloudy. Highs sitting anywhere from 86 to 88-ish. Not too bad.
Not bad at all. I'll take that one any day. 527, do your News Radio 92.3. Tropical Storm Imelda expected to become a hurricane tomorrow and is expected to turn away from the U.S. coastline. Robert Ray is reporting from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with the details.
It's been a strange hurricane season in the Atlantic in 2025, and Imelda is just another chapter in such. Days ago, the track in the forecast headed right toward the Carolinas and Georgia for a direct landfall. Now the storm is turning hard right out into the Atlantic, headed for the island of Bermuda. Nonetheless, some rains and gusty winds will affect the coastline from North Carolina all the way down to Florida. Fox weather is all over it, up and down this system. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox weather.
All righty. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologizing for Israeli strikes in Qatar. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says such a strike will not happen again, and he apologized to Qatar's prime minister. The strikes were targeting Hamas leaders, but a Qatari official was killed in the process. And it comes as Trump hosted Netanyahu for that Oval Office meeting, during which he held a trilateral call where Trump expressed his desire to put Israeli-Qatar relations on a positive track after years of mutual grievances and miscommunication.
Interesting gubernatorial race up in New Jersey. The race for the governor is heating up as Republicans attacking Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill's military service record. Not nice to fudge on your past history. It will come back to bite you, I want to tell you. She's learning her lesson. Brian Yenis is in New York, has the latest.
Last week, it was revealed that Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduation class because of the cheating scandal. She says it was punishment not for cheating, but for failing to turn in her classmates. In a statement, New Jersey Congressman Smith, Van Drew, and Keene write, quote, if those sealed disciplinary records match Representative Sherrill's current explanation, we are unsure why she would refuse to release the records and put this matter to rest. Chitterelli is now questioning Sherrill's authenticity.
And the man accused of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk made a virtual appearance in court today. During Tyler Robinson's virtual hearing in Provo, the defense asked for a preliminary hearing. That's where a judge will decide whether there is enough evidence against him to move ahead with a trial.
Okay, New York City mayor race, also crazy up there. Let me see, New Jersey mayor race for New York, little problems. New York City's mayor officially out of the race for his reelection. And here's Abin Brown.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is officially out of this year's mayoral election. The one-time Democrat was seeking a second term, but as an independent, having lost the party primary to state legislator Zohran Mamdani, who is openly a socialist. Some hope Adams' exit will provide an avenue to former New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, also a Democrat running independently, to maybe win.
Because he's afraid of the result if Mr. Mamdani were to win the election.
Mamdani has been favored to win this November, defeating Adams, Cuomo, and Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Congrats to Karen Lackey of Pensacola, winner of Tap the News Radio app today. She picks up two choice tickets to see the Noles and Miami Hurricanes and Doak Campbell Saturday. We'll do it again tomorrow. Good luck to you.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussing a ceasefire deal that could put an end to the war in Gaza. The president says he hopes Hamas agrees to this deal, noting they've been different since this war started.
This is a different Hamas than we were dealing with because I guess over 20,000 have been killed. Their leadership has been killed three times over. So you're really dealing with different people than we've been dealing with over the last 4 years.
Congress has until tomorrow night to pass a budget plan and avoid a government shutdown after a meeting with President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blames Republicans.
Ultimately, he's the decision maker. And if he will accept some of the things we asked, which we think the American people are for, on health care and on rescissions, he can avoid a shutdown.
The House has already passed a plan that would keep the government funded at its current level. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. James Franklin can't win a big game, and neither can Drew Aller. Franklin we already knew was a flawed head coach, but it's time to stop trying to sell me on Aller. Drew cost Penn State against Notre Dame in the college football playoff, and then threw the game away against Oregon on Saturday. Aller's been the starter at Penn State for 3 years now, and it's clear he's overrated and is nowhere close to being a big game quarterback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Looking for a new home? Or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a new emergency medical residency partnership between Ascension Sacred Heart and FSU School of Medicine will train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally in the Panhandle, which is one of the state's fastest growing regions. Starting July 1st of next year, 15 FSU emergency medicine grads will be residents at the hospital. Daily, Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its ERs.
Number two.
A tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWS faculty, staff, and students. Over 17,000 surveys are emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening up a laboratory school or charter school, just to name a couple. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand up to sixth grade and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation takes place. The October 9th toll presentation will be made Thursday morning at 8:30 in the County Admin Complex in Milton.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Two kids are safely back with their parent after reportedly being abducted by their father and driven to Santa Rosa County in a stolen car. The sheriff's office says they were contacted by officials in Berry County, Arkansas, about a man believed to be at the beach house on Gulf Boulevard.
And we got there and got a visual on all three of them, the male and the two children. We later learned that he had burglarized the beach house that he was at. And was planning on stealing another car and leaving the area with the children.
Well, Chief Deputy Randy Tiff says they were able to get the children back with their other parent, and the suspect now faces multiple charges.
And the debate is continuing on whether the city of Pensacola should allow a drag queen Christmas to happen at the Sanger Theater in December. At last Thursday's city council meeting, several members of the public spoke on the issue. Pastor James C. Johnson says that while he understands the city's position of fearing litigation if they cancel the contract, they should also fear litigation from citizens if they don't.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
McManus to tie the game from 53 yards. Operation Clean. Kick is right down the middle. And we will go to overtime.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Packers and Cowboys combined to score 80 points. Neither team won. Brandon McManus kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. Green Bay and Dallas finished in a 40-40 tie.
I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, I guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. It's a weird feeling.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw three touchdown passes, 31 of 40, 319 yards. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, 31 of 43, 337 yards and three TD passes. Neither quarterback intercepted. The score was 23-20 Dallas at the start of the fourth quarter. Game ended 40-40. Final day of the baseball regular season, the Reds and the Mets both lost. Cincinnati claimed the final National League wild card. The Blue Jays and the Yankees both won and finished with identical records. Toronto won the AL East, the Yankees a wild card. The Guardians won, the Tigers lost. Cleveland completed its unthinkable comeback from 10.5 games out of first place at the start of September to win the American League Central. Playoffs start tomorrow. Tigers at the Guardians, Padres at the Cubs, Red Sox at the Yankees, Reds at the Dodgers. Best of three-game series. WNBA Phoenix Mercury advanced to the WNBA Finals with an 86-81 win over the Minnesota Lynx in Game 4. The Mercury will face either the Las Vegas Aces or Indiana Fever for the title. The Fever won Sunday 90-83 to force a deciding Game 5 tomorrow in Vegas. Golf, Europe defeated the United States at the Ryder Cup 15-13. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader closing out week 4 of the NFL. The Miami Dolphins hosting the New York Jets at 6:15 p.m. for an AFC East battle. Both teams are winless on the year at 0-3. Then you got the Denver Broncos welcoming in the Cincinnati Bengals. That game kicks off at 7:15. You can actually tune into that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can get the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, an AI service is adding parental controls to their device. Jenny Casola has the report on News Radio 92.3.
ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence chatbot from OpenAI, will allow parents to manage their children's app usage and content access. The change comes after a California family last month sued the company following their teenage son's suicide. He had troubling conversations with ChatGPT. OpenAI says it also will update its model to support people during times of mental distress. Parents will now be able to set usage hours, disable AI voice responses, and take other protective steps. There will also be emergency notifications if teens discuss self-harm. Parents must have their own ChatGPT account to use the controls. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Team Europe said to be upset following its Ryder Cup win on Sunday because of abuse by American fans. Over the course of the weekend, American fans could be heard saying insults using foul language, and someone even threw a beer at one of the European players' wives. Rory McIlroy's spouse was the beer target, while the Northern Irish golf star was allegedly on the receiving end of an anti-Irish and homophobic jeer. McIlroy had to be flanked by New York State troopers. Now there are calls for better control of American spectators at a sport once ruled by etiquette and gentlemanly behavior.
Here's today's health news.
Amen. A certain soccer move may contribute to brain injuries. I always knew the headbutts were going to kind of go down the wrong road at some point. Lisa Brady has the details.
This is House Call for Health. A new study links a popular soccer move with the brain health of players. Players who headed a soccer ball more frequently suffered brain changes and poorer cognitive skills. Researchers studying brain scans of over 350 amateur soccer players in the New York City area, comparing them to nearly 80 athletes participating in non-collision sports. The scans showed players who used their heads to pass or deflect a soccer ball had more disruptions to white matter in the folds of their outer brains called the cerebral cortex. They also did worse on thinking and memory tests. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a federal government shutdown would have a dramatic impact on America's health agencies. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services would reportedly go through 41% of its workforce if there's a shutdown. That's according to Reuters, which says the NIH would bear the brunt of the layoffs, with pink slips going out to three-quarters of its staff, halting basic scientific research and grant reviews. The CDC would lose 64% of its workforce, hampering CDC guidance on such important health issues as opioid overdoses, HIV prevention, and diabetes.
A food company issues a massive recall because of possible wood contamination. Carmen Roberts has the details on News Radio 92.3.
The USDA says Hillshire Brands is recalling 58 million pounds of corn dog and sausage on a stick products because they may contain bits of wood. The issue was found after several complaints, including five injuries, revealed that wooden sticks had entered the production line before battering. The recall covers products packaged this year between March 17th and September 26th and sold nationwide, including to schools and military facilities, but not through the National School Lunch Program. Recalled brands include those by Jimmy Dean and State Fair, as well as one unbranded product. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And it's National Coffee Day. That's a day to celebrate a drink most of us enjoy on a daily basis. A recent National Coffee Association survey found two-thirds of American adults drink coffee daily. Three cups a day was about the average for most drinkers. And while you shouldn't overdo it, nutrition experts say that coffee does contain antioxidants and other active substances that may help reduce internal inflammation and offer protection against some diseases.
Okay, 5:45, 15 away from 6. News Radio 92.3, not a bad day. Tips in the lower range of the 80s, a lot of sunshine. Austin Price makes his way in with a look at the traffic and a look at the weather today.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, yeah, I got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that'll hopefully die down over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes. Where we are still dealing with a lot of issues is if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Hurlburt Field. We've got a ton of congestion there. It has broken up. It looks like the congestion has kind of split in half, but it's still very severe near Hurlburt Field. We did have accident reports in that area earlier this afternoon, so be on the lookout for that spot if you're anywhere near that area. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear tomorrow. May see some more cloud action come in late Tuesday night, early Wednesday. No rainfall chances for either of those days, though. Tuesday's high sitting at around 88 degrees.
Okay, Umberto and Imelda getting a lot of attention this afternoon, even though they won't be touching American shores. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean is in with the details in this Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Umberto and Tropical Storm Imelda are churning out in the Atlantic. Thankfully, both storms remaining offshore, but the southeast coast will still feel some impacts from the outer rain bands from Imelda. Gusty winds, high surf as well over the next few days. As Imelda parallels the coast, Bermuda will also have to keep an eye on this system. On the west coast, showers and thunderstorms moving into the northwest and California, while unseasonably warm temperatures hang on to the plains, the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, as we head into the month of October. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, President Trump has wrapped up a press conference this afternoon with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The president expects his hope that Hamas will sign on to a new ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. Edward Lawrence with the details at the White House.
He says that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to this peace agreement, but in the points it says, in addition to getting all of the hostages back, those dead and alive, within 72 hours, that was the time frame, as well as the withdrawal from the Israeli forces there in Gaza, it also says that any Hamas person who lays down their arms and agrees to a peaceful coexistence will get amnesty. In addition to that, it says that if that person does not want to stay in the Gaza area, then they will get safe transit out of the Gaza area.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A group of bipartisan leaders are heading to the White House for a meeting with the president today in an effort to avoid a government shutdown, which will partially end Wednesday after midnight if Congress can't pass an interim spending bill. Lufthansa says its free cash flow would generate over nearly $3 billion a year as it set earnings targets of 8-10% over the next 2 years at its first Capital Markets Day. The airline group also saying it was cutting 4,000 jobs by 2030 through digitalization and automation. 58 million pounds of Tyson food products are being recalled because pieces of wood may be embedded in the batter. It covers State Fair corn dogs and Jimmy Dean's pancakes and sausage on a stick products. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow and S&P up slightly and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing close to half a percentage point. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Luke Bryan. Familiar name in country music. You're a big country music fan. Tells us who will be joining him for his concerts in Cancun this January. Here's Michelle Polino with more.
Luke Bryan has unveiled the full lineup for the 2026 Crash My Playa event, his four-night concert vacation set for January 15th through the 18th in Cancun. Headliners for the 11th edition include Bryan, Dierks Bentley, and Riley Green. Parker McCollum will join for a special Sunday Luke Bryan and Friends set, and Dustin Lynch returns with his fan favorite pool party. The weekend will also feature performances from Tucker Wetmore, Cameron Marlowe, Chase Matthew, Priscilla Block, Arm Watkins, and the Castellos. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And pending home sales rose 4% in August. According to the National Association of Realtors, lower mortgage rates made it possible for more home buyers to sign contracts. Pending sales rose month over month in the Midwest, South, and West, but declined in the East. Year over year, sales increased in all regions nationwide.
You know, they said when the tariffs were coming, the prices were going to soar, right? Mm-hmm. Well, despite tariffs, new car prices still holding steady in those prices here in the U.S. Jeff Bonasso has the details.
New car prices have held at about record levels since 2023, at just over $49,000 on average, with tariffs on things like aluminum not having much of an impact on sticker prices yet, as automakers seem to be taking a measured approach, recognizing that consumers are already financially stretched and don't want to risk losing sales or market share. Analysts caution buyers to be aware of that balance between prices and other profit centers where we could see steep increases. Things like destination fees and repairs, automakers and dealers limiting incentives, and potentially regulating supply. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And speaking of tariffs, President Trump says he will slap a 100% tariff on films produced outside of the United States. In a Truth Social post earlier today, he said, quote, "Our movie-making business has been stolen from the United States of America by other countries, just like stealing candy from a baby," unquote. He went on to say California has been particularly hard hit and criticized Governor Gavin Newsom as weak and incompetent. It's not immediately clear how the tariff will be implemented. Trump first threatened to impose a tariff on films back in May.
Okay, it's a two for Monday, and what I'm talking about, NFL playing two tonight. Joe Morgan has a look at it.
NFL fans are being treated to a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. In the first game, the Jets and Dolphins kick off at 7:15 Eastern from Miami, with both teams looking for their first wins of the season. New York is trying to avoid its first 0-4 start since 2020, when they went 0-13, while the Dolphins haven't began a season 0-4 since the 2019 season, when Miami started 0-7. In the second game, the Bengals make a trip to the Mile High City to take on the Broncos at 8:15. Cincinnati is coming off its worst loss in franchise history, getting blown out by the Vikings 48-10, while Denver experienced a painful loss to the Chargers in Week 3. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Cattle ranchers are benefiting from record beef prices. Kelly Saprini has more from Maple Park, Illinois.
Right now, the U.S. is experiencing its lowest inventory of cattle in 70 years. Couple that with the fact that people really want their beef right now, and now we're seeing extremely high prices. So we're at Larson Farms here in Maple Park, Illinois, and they have about 3,000 cattle at this moment, but they also uniquely grow the grain and the feed that goes to the cattle. Take a listen to this.
Well, the money we're making on the cattle is going to go over to the grain side and help pay for that loss. So we're
not doing anything different.
Ground beef prices are up about 13% year over year, roasts up almost 14%, and steaks are up almost 17%.
5:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes for you, some more frivolous headlines, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather for this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. They assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of their 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium, Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville. Mathnasium, changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Drag Queen Christmas Show at the Sanger Theater continues to be a topic of discussion at the Pensacola City Council meetings. Council also took up whether to name the City Council chambers after former City Councilman P.C. Wu. A very interesting discussion, by the way. And Shrekking, deliberately dating somebody less attractive than you are because they'll be grateful and treat you well. Is this a good idea? It's popular among the kids, apparently. We talked about it. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio, Pensacola. Steve Perry. And a little bit of Journey for you this afternoon. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. Austin, one thing I wanted to kind of pass on, if you're thinking about doing Garcon today, first day of the changes that they've implemented over there. Over the weekend to the Garcon Point Bridge, the toll has now transitioned to that cashless system. They're using some pass transponders and toll by plate. But if you don't have any, no tiki, no washi, they say, you know, if you don't have any money, you're not going to get across the bridge. But that's in effect today. So I thought I'd pass that on.
All righty. Looking at the traffic and weather here. Final time for this hour. We do still have a wave of congestion coming from Mary Esther if you are traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field on Navarre Parkway. But it is slowly but surely starting to break up. Outside of that, it's just some minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. That should be gone within the next 10 to 15 minutes. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear tomorrow. May see some more cloud action late Tuesday night, heading into Wednesday. But these next couple days aren't going to have much rainfall chances. That's going to really come into play on Thursday and even more so Friday. But when it comes to tomorrow, once again, sunny, mostly clear, and probably a high of around 88 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
A lot of Dolly Parton fans really concerned here after Dolly took a break from performing, as she says, to deal with some health issues.
Ooh.
Tanya J. Powers has more.
Dolly Parton has postponed a string of Las Vegas shows. She revealed in a Sunday social media post that health challenges are to blame and that her doctors say she needs a few procedures done. Dolly, who was 79, says she wants to be at her best for her fans and reassured them that this is only a temporary setback. She says she is not quitting the music business, but that she believes God is telling her to, quote, slow down right now so she can be ready for more big adventures. Her run of six shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace was set to begin December 4th, but those are now set for September 2026. Dolly, live in Las Vegas, is her first extended run in more than 30 years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And President Trump's oldest grandchild launching her own line of merchandise. 18-year-old Kai Trump has jumped into the clothing business, showcasing her collection in a White House photo shoot. Features a line of $130 sweatshirts bearing her initials and signature. Kai is the daughter of Donald Trump Jr. and his now ex-wife Vanessa, who is currently dating golf legend Tiger Woods. Earlier this year, Kai was ranked the highest valued player in girls' high school golf thanks to a deal with TaylorMade. She says her latest project is something she's dreamed about for a long time.
All right, a couple of minutes before 6 now. News Radio 92.3. Tropical Storm Imelda could possibly become a hurricane by tomorrow. I'm saying by later tonight, early tomorrow morning. It is now expected to turn away from the U.S. coastline. That is the good news. Mike Seidel from Folly Beach, South Carolina. He's in this afternoon with the latest.
Tropical Storm Imelda is now churning through the Bahamas, heading north. But because it's going to make a sharp right turn later on today and head out to sea, it will spare the southeast coast a direct hit. With that said, surf is cranking up. Waves will propagate in from Umberto, formerly a Cat 5, still a major hurricane, and from Imelda. So we will have high surf and rip currents through the end of the week. In fact, the high surf advisory goes until Saturday morning. There could be some overwash again on parts of the Outer Banks. Meanwhile, Imelda forecast to become a hurricane, making a beeline, and it could be a direct hit on Bermuda by Wednesday. In Folly Beach, South Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Okay, coffee lovers have an extra excuse to caffeinate it up today. Hello, it's National Coffee Day. There you go. Here's Kristen Goodwin with more.
Brands are brewing up deals to celebrate National Coffee Day. Starbucks is offering rewards members 100 bonus stars when they order a hot or iced coffee, any size, through the day. Dunkin' is offering rewards members a free medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase in the Dunkin' app. The offer excludes cold brew and nitro beverages. Burger King Royal Perks members can get a free medium iced coffee with an online or in-app purchase of $1 or more today. And through Wednesday, Sheetz is paying tribute to Java's big day, offering folks free self-serve coffee with any purchase at all locations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A little over a month away from falling back and changing our clocks to get less daylight. DST ends 1 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.